bringing Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
A text for our devotion from the 24th chapter of Luke. Jesus said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem." Sometimes nations, sometimes countries, sometimes churches, sometimes people think too small. That is a criticism which cannot be leveled against Domino's Pizza. You see, Domino's has employed a construction firm, Maeda Corporation, to figure out what it will cost to put a Domino's Pizza place on the moon. Yes, you heard that right, on the moon. Maeda has come up with an estimate of $14 billion. Most of that money will go to the purchase of 15 rockets, which will deliver 70 tons of building material and pizza-making equipment to Earth's satellite. Domino's thinks they can cut some costs by using the moon's native mineral deposits to make the concrete for their two-story restaurant. Just about the only thing Domino's hasn't figured out is when this giant venture will begin. Nobody can accuse Domino's of thinking too small. And nobody can accuse the Lord of small thinking either. Imagine yourself standing with Jesus near the Mount of Ascension. You have seen him do many miracles. You have seen him rise from the dead. He has done spectacular things to bring about the salvation of sinful humankind. Now, shortly before he is going to leave you, he says, "Fellas, you know I had to suffer, die, and rise. That's been done. Now I want you to tell people to repent of their sins and receive the forgiveness I have won. One more thing. I'd like you to start here in Jerusalem and take that good news to every nation in the entire world." That's a pretty tall order for a handful of fishermen and friends. Still, it is the way God works. When Jesus came to this world, he came to carry the sins of everyone. When he died to save everyone. And now he wants everyone to know they can be saved. Thinking big. That's the way God thinks. I pray we think big as well. We pray. Dear Lord, forgive the times I have been timid and terrified. Erase the days my witness has been half-hearted or not at all. Instead, empower me with the good news of great joy, the news the world quite literally is dying to hear. We have a Savior, and there is life eternal for all who believe. In Jesus' name I pray it. Amen.